So this morning, let's talk about Jesus healing the man who was born blind. Now, this account is in John 9, and it's really the whole chapter of 9. The whole thing is all about this story. So Jesus is hanging out with his disciples, and they're rolling along, and they see this blind man. And the disciples say, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." So we'll stop there for a second. It's so funny, sometimes we see someone go through something horrible or difficult or whatever, and we think, well, you know what they do to deserve that. Or we do that to ourselves. We're like, okay, we're going through something horrible, and we're like, okay, what sin did I do that God is punishing me like this? Okay, anybody else? Can I be the only person that's ever felt this way? Can you like raise your hand and go, yeah, me too? Because sometimes I'm just rolling along going, okay, I don't know if life is just really meant to be this way. And am I sinning against the Lord? Am I doing something and this is punishment? So this right here says, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." And that was all Jesus speaking there. So having said this, now get this, is when it gets cool if you don't know this story. He spit on the ground. It's the only time spitting is okay. Okay? He spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva. I know that's a little gross. Let's think about it. And put it on the man's eyes. And Jesus said, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and washed and came home seeing. So let's stop right there for a minute. Okay, so why did Jesus spit and use dirt and make mud and put it on his eyes? Because, I mean, seriously, for me, that's a little gross. Not feeling it so much. But if you think about the fact that we were formed from the dust of the earth over in the book of Genesis, where, you know, God was creating everything and he created man out of the dust of the earth. My Bible has a little commentary in it, and it talks about this being, you know, God, that's how God formed us. So Jesus is kind of going back to that, going, okay, I'm just going to go back to the very root of how you were created, and I'm going to correct this problem. And again, this is bringing glory to God, because if this guy had not been born blind, then this whole miracle couldn't have taken place, and all these other things that came from that would not be in place. So that is why he was born blind, so it'd be a big, big deal when he wasn't blind anymore. Okay, they did not have optometrist offices. There were no, you know, surgeries to do back in that day. So he puts the mud on the dude's eyes and tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, the other thing that's important here is Jesus did his part, but he relied on you to do your part. He was relying on that guy. If he had just put the mud on his eyes and this little blind man had not gone to wash in the pool of Siloam like he was told to, I'm figuring he would have died blind. Okay? Because God was waiting. Jesus was waiting to see if he was going to obey the Lord. So, you know, what does that tell us? That tells us that in this life, sometimes, you know, we're waiting for some big, big miracle of the Lord, but he's done his part of it, and he's just waiting for you to pick up and do your part. Now, mind you, Jesus can do anything completely on his own, and no, he does not need you. But in order to teach you great faith and in order to glorify the Lord, he's going to give you something that's your part of it to do. And if you don't do it, then you're not going to get that blessing. And if you do it, then you are going to get that blessing. And so he specifically told him what to do, and this man obeyed. Wasn't he a wise one to obey? Because some people could have walked off and gone, really, because the man just stuck mud in my eye, I don't think I'm going to go do what he said. But he did, okay? His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him beg and ask, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But the little blind guy insisted, "I'm the man." "How then were your eyes open?" they demanded. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." Pretty simple. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's pretty simple. Here we go. So they're like, where is this man? And he's like, I don't know. But see, already God's getting glory right here, you know, because what happened? They're like, okay, you've been blind all your life. Why are you not blind? Oh, because Jesus. Oh, because of Jesus. So then the people took this blind man to the Pharisees, because Pharisees, well, they didn't like Jesus because they were so stuck on the rules and the regulations of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament that they were blind themselves to the fact that Jesus was the answer to all of that. Jesus was the answer to all of what they went through in the Old Testament. The law. He was the one that fulfilled the law. Okay. So now on the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the eyes of the man, that was the Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed and now I see. So then the Pharisees get their underwear on a bunch because they're like, oh, well, you can't do anything on the Sabbath. And the very idea that he mixed spit and dirt, man, he was working. So he broke one of the laws of the Ten Commandments. Okay, so a lot of people get messed up on this. It's like, okay, it's the Ten Commandments and Jesus broke the Ten Commandments. So was he really Jesus? And that's where the Pharisees got all out of bunch. And some people could even argue that today. But let me just tell you something. If you're a parent, if you've ever gone in and told your kid, clean your room, you got 30 minutes to clean your room, it better be spotless or we're not going to Disney World. Okay, let's just say it. And then in 30 minutes, your kid didn't clean the room, but you still wanted to go to Disney World, you can go back and say, okay, kid, later on, you can come clean this room, but we go into Disney World and I get in a car. Because see, when you're the parent, you can make a rule and change a rule. Okay? And Jesus got to make the rule and change the rule. Because in all truth, what he was doing on the Sabbath was making a blind man see. You know, the Pharisees were too busy splitting hairs over a rule to see the bigger picture. Okay, it's Jesus. So anyway, so they're saying he's a sinner. How can a sinner do such a miraculous sign, they said. So they were all divided, all the Pharisees. They were all fussing amongst each other. Finally, they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. And the man replied, he's a prophet. The Jews still did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son, they ask? Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that he can see now? We know he is our son, the parents answered. And we know he was born blind, but how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. So, you know, these neighbors have already taken this guy out to the Pharisees. And now he's not blind. And the Pharisees don't want to see the miracle. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of blindness going on here. They don't want to see it, so they choose not to see it. God has performed a miracle. They choose not to see it. They're trying to find any way to believe that this really did not go down. And so they call for the dude's parents. It's like, okay, it wasn't enough that the neighbors told us or the man himself told us, but now let's call his parents in here because we're trying to find somebody to mess this story up. And then the parents come, but what's interesting here is, you know, they're like, yeah, that's our kid and he was blind and he ain't now, but if you want to know how it happened, you better ask him because he's of age. Because see, they were scared. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, he's of age, ask him. So even the parents over here going, dude, I don't get in any trouble. So, you know, ask my kid. He's old enough to answer. A second time, they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner. He replied, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know is I was blind and now I see. I really sometimes think that these stories are more fun if you have a big Southern accent. Sure, they did not talk like I did. But just a side note. You know, when you put some emphasis in it, it's a cool story. Okay. Then they ask him, what did he do to you and how did he open your eyes? And he answered, I've already told you and you did not listen. Why do you not want to hear it? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Well, that fired him up right there. Okay. Then they hurled insults at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't know where he comes from. The man answered, now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And then they threw him out. So even though all of it was right there, like the neighbor said, hey, look, this dude's been blind all his life. The dude says, hey, I've been blind all my life. His parents say, I've been blind all my life. The Pharisees are like, oh, no, uh-uh, because we ain't giving Jesus any credit. And, you know, isn't that kind of how life is today? We've got all kinds of miracles and signs of wonders, and we live in a world where people are like, oh, well, that wasn't the Lord. Oh, that was just a fluke. Oh, that was, you know. And we see all these reasons to believe that God is on the throne. We see all these reasons to believe in miracles, yet we still question them. And then we hear the Lord speak to us. We feel sure the Lord's telling us to do something, and we don't obey. And then we wonder why we didn't get the blessing. Now, of course, I always tell y'all these little lessons here are more for me than they are for you. You're just getting to be a part of me talking to the Lord. That's what this is about. So, then Jesus heard that they'd thrown this man out, and we found him. He said, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the blind man said, who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into the world so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Some Pharisees who were there heard him say this and ask, what are we blind to? Jesus said, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. What he was telling them is, look, we have just spelled this out for you and you still refuse to see it. So yeah, you're blind. You're blind to Jesus. You're blind to the miracles. You're blind to the Lord. It has been plain sight in front of you, and you choose to believe. So you're as blind as the dude was before he couldn't see. It's just spiritual blindness. So I hope today that you will look for Jesus in all that you do, and you will look for the miracles, and you will look and listen and pay attention when the Lord speaks something to you. And if you are in the middle of, I need something in my life to change, then you may be wanting to spend some time and asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? I know you're doing your part, but what part do you want me to do? And I am willing to obey whatever you tell me to do. And I do believe you may just have things work out all for the good. Have a fabulous day in the Lord.